Hey, that sounds good. We'll be in touch soon, Travis.
God bless you.
All right, thank you much. Okay. Yay!
Young thanked his wife, children, and party members for contributing to his primary win, and he says he'll be counting on them for more help in the coming months.
Tonight, everyone, let's have some fun and celebrate, I'm not going to say a small victory, because this is a pretty significant victory, but we did not run for Indiana's 9th congressional district seat to be the Republican nominee.
And Young says he's ready to take on the challenge, adding his campaign has so far been a grassroots effort, an attribute he says that's not changing.
We'll continue to talk about the same message of fiscal responsibility that resonated so well in the primary election. We'll be working and out-hustling the competitor. And we'll be traveling and not neglecting any corner of this very large district.
Young says his supporters raised $500,000 to help him in the primary election and says he expects money will continue to flow in for backers in the 9th district as well as from people outside Indiana who want to make sure a conservative bests Barron Hill. Young says though he's excited for the future, he knows how he'll follow up 72 consecutive hours of campaigning by catching up on a little sleep. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.